hello again. I'm Katie here for a mini podcast. I've once again brought in Nathaniel Rogers of the Film Experience. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, Katie.
Thanks for coming on. It's still early to talk about the Oscar season, but we both saw a movie yesterday that everyone on Twitter seems to really be curious about in terms of Oscar potential, and that's The Help, which comes out next Wednesday, the 10th. It's an adaptation of Catherine Stockett's huge best-selling, you know, years on the top list novel. And it stars Emma Stone and Viola Davis and Octavia Spencer and Bryce Dallas Howard and then a ton of other actresses in supporting roles. And I think maybe I'm to steal a line from David Ehrlich, my Operation Keto podcaster. He said this movie could single-handedly fill the best supporting actress category at the Oscars. Which, I mean, would you agree that, like, that is a – I mean, just in terms of sheer merit, that is a possibility?
Well, in terms of, like, star power and cast level and all of that, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the performances aren't all uniformly as worthy as each other, but
– Well, that's always the case, especially when you got, like, so many different threads going on. It's a pretty long movie. It's got a lot of characters. It's got a lot going into it. So it kind of leaves a lot more room for those kind of, like, everyone gets a big moment.
Right.
And, like,
yeah, every one of them has an Oscar clip. Yep.
Yeah. And, like, even Sissy Spacek, who's, like, you would probably not even know was in the movie, like, gets, I mean, she, at my screening that I went to yesterday, which was a big public screening, like, she brought the house down every time she spoke.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely a lot of, like, crowd pleasing Oscar scenes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether through comeuppances or, you know, like, laugh lines or
cry lines. Were there? I mean, I think the last scene, not to give too much away, but the last scene of the movie, I think, is the real heartbreaker. There was a lot of sniffling going on in my theater. Was that the case for you too?
I was not I was at a critic screening exclusively.
So
there wasn't a lot of sniffling. No.
Yeah, everyone seemed pretty.
They're more hardened.
Although I did. I mean, we'll both probably wind up writing about The Help, but I think we both really enjoyed it, right?
Yeah, I liked it. It was a little. Long, as you said, a little like shapeless in terms of that, mm-hmm. in terms of trying to like cover every one of those movies that feels like it has four endings.
Yeah.
But it was definitely compelling. You know, it's sort of that's the story is kind of hard not to be moved by.
Yeah. And I think it improves on the book and with the acting. There's a lot of things in the book where she's kind of writing the feelings of the characters in like a not bad way, but not the most graceful. And then what Viola Davis can convey on her face with one, you know, facial expression just covers up for a lot of what I thought was kind of weaker writing. And I think the acting, I think, is the real highlight of the movie. And the place we're talking about the Oscars is relevant. I don't think we've got some kind of sneak Blind Side Best Picture nominee here. Or who knows? I mean, it's better than The Blind Side.
Well, I think those type of nominations totally depend on box office. So.
Yeah. Well, and I would think that acting nominations would depend on box office, too. Like, I mean, this being a summer movie, being not, you know, coming up against everything that's coming in the fall, like, it's going to have to be a hit to get those nominations, right?
I don't know. As I was watching it, I was kind of, as long as it's like a minor hit, I could definitely see it pulling Octavia Spencer, who plays the you know, very sassy Minnie.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's.
I could see that happening regardless of the level of success.
And I mean, we can assume that it's going to get pretty well reviewed and stuff. And that I think she will be singled out as a highlight of the movie because she is really terrific in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you are also suggesting on Twitter, I mean, it's a really big ensemble piece, so you can get a lot of, you know, best actress or best supporting actress kind of switcheroos. But you were arguing that Viola Davis would probably be promoted as best actress.
You know, it's possible that I misinterpreted an email I received from from a publicist, but I had sort of gotten that impression.
I think if anyone's going to be...
she is the lead.
Yeah, I think she's even more the lead than Emma Stone, which is something else that surprised me about the movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, one of my tests for the lead, and it's not a foolproof test, but one of my personal tests is who does the movie begin and end with?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And very blatantly begins and ends with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of voiceover or narration in the book that is really just limited to her point of view in this, so it really makes it more of her story. But do you think that they would try and pull, like, a sneak supporting thing? Because, I mean, she'd have to go up against... You know, everyone assumes that Meryl Streep's going to get nominated for playing Margaret Thatcher. Like, do you feel like they'd try and give her a less competitive category?
I think it, again, that's another thing that depends on box office. But
yeah.
Because it's kind of a three-lead movie, you know, with Octavia Spencer, Viola Davis, and Emma Stone, because it's very weight, like it just, they're constantly passing the baton back and forth in terms of the scenes. So they're going to have a lot of leeway, like they had with The Hours, for example, which was also three storylines, to, you know, however the media and the pundits and the public sort of reacts to it is probably how they'll end up campaigning, is my guess.
Now, remind me, from The Hours, it was Nicole Kidman got lead nomination, Julianne Moore got supporting, and Meryl Streep didn't get nominated for anything for that, right?
She didn't, but she was being campaigned as a lead, so it was only...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it was only... at least that's how my memory tells it. It was only Julianne Moore that, you know, campaigned supporting, but it was essentially a three-lead movie, you know?
Yeah. Well, and people have been asking about Emma Stone, too, and she's obviously having this crazy great year, and she's got Spider-Man, and she's kind of the marquee star of it. But I have a really hard time seeing them really push for her over Viola Davis and Octavia Spencer, or even something like Bryce Dallas Howard in supporting. Like, they seem to all have meteor stuff going into this.
Yeah, she's kind of like the audience surrogate. And those type of parts, I'm trying to think of a relevant example, but those type of parts are not generally like baity.
Yeah.
You know, she's like your window into these other characters who are far more, you know, colorful than she is.
And I almost feel like that's fine. Like, she'll have her big Oscar moment later on. Like, this is kind of her move into dramatic acting. It's getting her attention along with everything else. And, you know, maybe they'll just, I mean, do you think they'll do like a token campaign for her, or just kind of let it focus on the other cast?
I'm sure if, unless she doesn't want it, I'm sure they would do a token campaign for her too.
Yeah.
But stars do have some say in whether or not they're campaigned, but who knows? I mean, she's definitely has a very, very exciting career ahead of her. So.
Yeah. And I think she's great in this too. I actually really had my doubts about her taking on this role, but I thought she and Allison Janney as a mother and daughter, I thought was really amazing casting.
Yeah. They're fun together. And, I did think that she was a little distracting, Emma Stone, in that, like, you get subplots about her life that don't really serve the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a romance subplot that just really doesn't, I mean, it's kind of wedged in the book, but it really doesn't fit in with the movie. And I guess it makes sense for them to keep it because, you know, fans of the book would want it and people want a romance, but you don't really have any need for that.
Right. And then when it happens, you know, it's like you're several scenes into it and they just didn't include those scenes in the movie.
Yeah.
But it's you know, it's a minor complaint. But
yeah. And that's kind of argues to the shapelessness of the movie. And, like, you know, and Tate Taylor, who had really, the director who'd made like one other feature before, did far better with this than I was expecting. But there are parts that could have been shaped up a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, I like the movie. I don't want to come across like a curmudgeon, but it just was a little, you know, it was a little, it needed to be tightened a little.
Yeah. Well, I guess to wrap up the actress discussion, do any of the other supporting, beyond the main three, do you think any of the other supporting players have a chance to get in there? I mean, like we said, Sissy Spacek has big moments. Bryce Dallas Howard has this big villain character. Do you see anything happening with any of them?
I think it depends on how Viola Davis's campaigns, like if they go for supporting for both of the title characters, it's not going to happen for anyone else.
Yeah.
But like, let's say Viola Davis goes lead, which I think personally, I think would be a good move.
Yeah, I do too.
Not just because, you know, it's possible that she could get nominated, but because lead campaigns have this certain aura of like you've earned your stardom, and Viola Davis it is really a big opportunity for her.
Well, she's also got the narrative of having that great, you know, being nominated for Doubt a couple years ago for that one great scene and, like, having a powerful presence.
Yeah, and remember how I forget which speech it was, but Meryl Streep even said, you know, Hollywood, please write a movie for Viola Davis. She's amazing. So she has Meryl Streep's endorsement, and then this feels a little bit like the movie written for her, even though...
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, that role, it really, of all the, I mean, there's a lot of great casting in here, but Viola Davis as that character is really phenomenal.
Yeah, but in terms of, like, the other supporting actresses, I mean, Bryce Dallas Howard and Jessica Chastain both have very, very showy roles. So it'll depend on how big of a hit it is. I personally thought Bryce Dallas Howard was a little much, but I'm not a huge fan of hers.
I really like her, actually. I think I might agree that she's a little much, but the character's kind of written as a little much. And you get, like, that whole passive-aggressive villainy. Having grown up amongst women in the South, I feel like I recognize a lot.
Yeah.
But I do see where you can think it's a little much. But when has that ever kept Oscar from nominating people?
That's true. That's very true. In which case, Jessica Chastain, who is just as much.
Yeah. But I thought she was really terrific in this.
Yeah, I really enjoyed her, but it's one of those performances that you could totally see how somebody might come across, one come out of the movie saying, oh, she was terrible, because it's really big. Like, yeah. she goes really big with it.
Yeah.
But it's really fascinating to see that on the same summer as The Tree of Life.
I know. I know, where she's like the ethereal Earth Mother in Tree of Life, and then she's like bouncy white trash, blonde.
Yeah, I didn't even recognize her at first. I knew she was in the movie, and I was like, wait, is that? No, that can't.
Yeah.
I had that moment, you know.
Well, she's also like Emma Stone having this crazy year where she's got Take Shelter coming. Is she in Brighton Rock or The Debt? I know one that she's in one. She's in The Debt. Yeah. And I haven't seen that yet, but she's got like 5 movies coming out. No one had heard of her before this year. So.
Right. Well, I mean, and the big thing with those crazy years is that Oscar is so much about momentum.
Uh-huh.
So really, you have to have the right agent, of course, and management, but really, if you follow a year like that, like, let's say none of those are Oscar appeal roles. Mm-hmm. If you follow a year like that with just one, golden, role, then you're nominated.
Yeah, that seems like more of the route that we could see her taking, because she's obviously incredibly talented and has...
And Emma Stone.
Yeah, and Emma Stone, too. I don't know if Spider-Man's going to get her there.
Well, no. Well, the one after Spider-Man.
Yeah, whatever. They'll both have plenty of opportunities to impress us.
Yeah.
I guess, unless you can think of any other, like, technical stuff. I mean, costumes are always a possibility. But I don't know about other places besides acting that this could fit in terms of awards.
I think if it's a big hit, I could see the screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, they love bestsellers.
Yeah.
And... I mean, it's got I think Mary J. Blige does the song in the credits.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the song in the credits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess original song is such a weird thing to predict.
Right. It's almost pointless to try to predict.
I know. I kind of just want to save it for like January when you can't avoid it anymore. Right. So I guess to wrap up The Help, is there any like one person or one of the actresses you'll be particularly rooting for?
I mean, I really love Viola Davis, but I've been in her camp for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she did this cameo, and I don't know if you've seen this, but did you see that movie Antoine Fisher?
No, that was like from like mid-decade.
Yeah, and she had a cameo in it as the mom who had sort of been a terrible mom,
mm-hmm.
And she's only in one scene, but it's like the big climactic scene, and she just. Extremely moving in it and has almost no dialogue and
yeah.
And so from that moment I was like, oh, this actress, I can't wait to see her in other things,
So now you feel like you've seen her kind of step up into the spotlight and you're
I mean it was really, rewarding to see her get a whole movie,
Yeah. Yeah, and she really does get a whole movie more than I expected, which I thought was a great call, and I think she's the talent powerhouse in the group.
Yeah, and she, like, her big climactic scene is really, really, well handled.
Yeah, I mean, I admit I got a little emotional in the theater.
Yeah.
And then it, like, just ends. Like, she has this big emotional scene, and it's the end, and you're like, the lights come up, and you're kind of in this very emotional place.
Right. Yeah, there will be, a lot of people will enjoy the movie.
Yeah, there was, I mean, the crowd that I saw it with just went crazy for it and, like, applauded. Every moment where, like, some character has a triumph, they just, like, all cheered and clapped. And
yeah.
I think my mom gave me the book after she read it in her book club, and I know that they're all going to go and see it with the book club. And I think predicting that this is a hit is a pretty good call at this point.
Yeah, I think it'll be a hit. Well, the question is how big of a hit.
Yeah. Well, it's fun to have something to talk about in terms of Oscars right now. I mean, Tree of Life was kind of the last movie that got anyone excited about awards potential. And that's a long shot.
And Midnight in Paris.
And Midnight in Paris, that's right.
Again, that's the same thing we're talking about with people would not have been saying that if it hadn't done so well.
Yeah, Oscars. And it's done really insanely well. So that's going to be interesting to watch.
Yep.
All right. I guess that's all on The Help. Thanks for doing this little mini cast with me.
Anytime.
Cool.